Welcome to the HCM Technology News Roundup. It's January 25th, 2021, and I'm Mark Pfeffer, editor of the HCM Technology Report, bringing you the latest news of HR technology, and it's brought to you by NetSuite. If you're a business owner, you don't need me to tell you that running a business is tough, but you might be making it harder on yourself than you realize. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down anymore. It's time to upgrade to NetSuite. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, more. Everything you need, all in one place, instantaneously. So ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software that you've outgrown. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour. Go to netsuite.com/HCM. And now the news. SAP plans to integrate Microsoft Teams across its suite of products. SAP CEO Christian Klein said integrating Teams into products like SuccessFactors will help the companies jointly determine the future of work and encourage growth of what he calls the frictionless enterprise. The companies are building new integrations between Teams and SAP solutions like SuccessFactors, S/4HANA, and SAP Customer Experience. The integrations are planned for delivery in mid-2021. The pandemic spurred need for businesses to ramp up digital transformation and support remote workers will increase IT spending by 6.2% to a total of $3.9 trillion during 2021. According to Gartner, spending dropped 3.2% in 2020 as CIOs prioritized mission-critical technology and services. All IT spending segments should return to growth this year, Gartner said, with enterprise software seeing the strongest rebound of about 8.8% as remote work environments are expanded and improved. Salesforce invested $15 million in Darwinbox, an Indian HR management platform. According to media reports, investing in a South Asian company is a rare move for Salesforce. Darwinbox's previous investors include Lightspeed India and Sequoia Capital India. And all told, the company has raised about $35 million to date. Darwinbox provides tools for onboarding, performance management, and retention. Workday announced a vaccine management solution that provides employers with information that can help protect the health and safety of both remote and on-site workers. The tool combines real-time HR data with immunization information, helping organizations to plan return-to-work scenarios, support well-being efforts, and establish new operating models that can be implemented as vaccines become available. In addition, Workday offers customers configurability to control and securely manage data and protect privacy. CodeSignal and Upwork expanded their partnership to offer technical skills assessments to freelancers. Upwork Skills Certifications covers assessments for developers who've got a range of experience and expertise. Junior developers who meet Upwork's criteria will be eligible to take CodeSignal's general coding assessment. Finally, Learning Technologies Group acquired Reflective, a provider of engagement and analytics tools. The company will become a part of LTG's PeopleFluent unit and integrate its solution with existing PeopleFluent talent management tools. LTG said the acquisition will bring over 450 new customers to PeopleFluent's base. That's the news for this week. Brought to you by NetSuite. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite. Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Now's the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/HCM. That's netsuite.com/HCM. We're part of Evergreen Podcasts. To see all of their programs, visit www.evergreenpodcasts.com. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.